You are listening to Development Dialogues, a podcast series from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, exploring new thinking on development through entrepreneurship, innovation, and market-driven economic growth. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes U.
I'm Bill Garvelink with Senior Advisor here at CSIS with the U.S. Leadership and Development Program, and I'm here today with Hallie Wise to talk about the role of the private sector and the Global Development Alliance, which Hallie developed and created in USAID about 10 years ago.
That's correct.
And so I guess my first question would be, what do you see as the difference in the relationship between the private sector and AID in the past decade or so when you started this initiative?
Well, thanks, Bill. I think that things have changed quite dramatically. At the time that we started the Global Development Alliance, there was not too much in terms of real collaborative effort and with partnerships. There were NGOs that were working with various corporate partners. There was some individual action on the part of new philanthropies and individuals and universities, but there was not too much in the way of joint effort, and joint effort being co-planned and co-implemented and then co-evaluated, right?
What do you think is the motivation seems to have changed for the private sector to engage in places like Africa than it was several years ago, and how have you seen that evolving over time?
Well, I think that over the last 10 years, as we have, USAID has reached out to the private sector and formed hundreds of, over 1,000 actually, new partnerships with a variety of private players. And what they've realized is that in working together on global development issues, there is more than just a combining of cash, but a leveraging of the unique assets that private players and public players can bring to these issues. Why does the private sector want to do this? Well, they work there. They are understanding these markets is important to them. Extractive companies are there for the long haul. So they see this as a source of inputs, whether it's trying to understand their supply chains, whether they are trying to expand markets themselves, or need to be investing in communities where they're going to be operating for decades to come. So there's an interest in being about these issues, and there's an opportunity for them to invest with others and individually, because not only does it affect their bottom line, but it helps to make a difference.
Just one last question. And as the international private sector engages in Africa, for example, more and more these days, do you see that their activities are also helping to build national businesses and regional businesses within Africa?
Well, I think it depends on the country, and it depends on the country of the private sector origin. It depends on also the nature of their operation overseas. There's some suggestion that, for example, not all Chinese companies are building a lot of capacity in their investment in Africa. They tend to bring everything from manual workers to managers with them and don't have a lot of outward linkages. There are certainly attempts on the part of other companies to be about building capacity and looking for local content development, looking for suppliers that can be not only suppliers for their things, but to try and invest in the private sector creation to create new customers and new regulators and improve the environment in which they're going to operate for the long term.
Hallie Wise, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Thanks for listening to Development Dialogues, brought to you by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. For more on economic development from CSIS, including our latest audio, video, and publications, subscribe on iTunes U, Visit uslid.csis.org or download the CSIS iPhone app.